This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Tonight's daf is daf Peches Amud Beis. Peches Amud Beis. I have very good news to share with everyone. A new book was born today. It has now arrived. Lag BaOmer, The Fire and the Soul. Here it is. Get your... The mystical power of Lag BaOmer, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and the Zohar HaKadosh. And Baruch Hashem. So we're now learning, trying to understand the statement of Rav Shimon at the end of the Mishnah on Peivav Amud Beis, on Peizayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah ended up. Rav Shimon says, "Kozman shi toivas ksubasa hayorshim mashbi anoy." So whenever she claims a ksuba, the yorshim could make her swear. "V'meino toivas ksubasa." If she does not claim the ksuba, ain hayorshim mashbi anoy. The Yarshin cannot make her swear, which is a very unusual statement. What exactly does it mean that whenever, what does it mean whenever she claims the ksuba, the Yarshim could make her swear, and if she does not claim the ksuba, the Yarshim can make her swear. So the Gemara, on Pei Chesamad Aleph, six lines from the bottom, Rav Shimon Omer, Kozman Shetoivas Ksubas, Rav Shimon Ahai, what case was Rav Shimon going on? I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said, aha, he's referring to this case. Namely, when the Mishnah said, v'nifras shaloi b'fanav, that whenever she collects, not in his presence, shaloi tipara ela b'shvua, she can only collect with the shvua. That implies, whenever a woman collects from her husband, she's always going to have to swear. She's going to have to swear that she didn't receive anything. It doesn't matter if she's claiming she wants to be fed. She wants food. She wants support. It doesn't matter if she wants mezainos. And it doesn't matter if she wants her ksuba. If it's not in the presence of the husband, she will have to swear. The Asa, Rav Shimon Lameimer, Rav Shimon comes and says, no, she only has to swear if she's Teveah the Ksuba. Kozman she Teveah's Ksuba. Yarsha mashbi anoisa. Only when she collects the Ksuba, the Yarshim make her swear. However, Eino Teveah's Ksubasa, but if she's not claiming the Ksuba, Eino Teveah's Ksubasa means she's not claiming the Ksuba, but she is claiming Mazoinois, then Ein Yarsha mashbi anoisa. The Yarshim cannot make her swear. That's what Rav Shimon meant. When Rav Shimon said that when she's toiveh her ksuba, she has to swear. When she's not toiveh the ksuba, she doesn't have to swear. It means she doesn't if she's not toiveh the ksuba, she does not have to swear if she is toiveh mezoinois. Says the Gemara, v'kamiflagi b'plukta dechanan u'bnei kaihanim gedam. In other words, the Tanakhama says that a woman will have to swear if she's collecting the ksuba or if she's collecting mezainos. And Rav Shimon is saying only if she's collecting the ksuba, not if she's collecting mezainos. What? And this machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon is the same machloikis as Chanan and the Bnei Kaihanim Gedolim. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, Mishahalach Lamdina Sayam. Someone went overseas, V'ishtoi Taivas mezainos, and a woman says, you got to support me, Chanan Oimer. Chanan says Tishava Basayf. She's going to swear in the end, meaning when she wants her ksuba. V'lay Tishava Batchila. She will not swear in the beginning when she wants support. So this is the opinion of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says a woman only swears if she's toivea her ksuba, but if she's toivea her support, she doesn't swear. This is the opinion of Rav Shimon. This is the opinion of Chanan, because Chanan's shita is, look, why make her swear now? Ultimately, she'll have to swear when she collects the ksuba. In the beginning, when she wants to be, when she wants food, we don't make her swear. Ultimately, when she collects the ksuba, we're going to tell her, swear that you didn't take for food, because that will have to be deducted for the ksuba. Now, that's the opinion of Rav Shimon, that's the opinion of Chanan. Nechalku alav b'nei kaihanim gedolim va'amru. The b'nei kaihanim gedolim argued on Chanan, and the b'nei kaihanim gedolim said, Tishav b'tchilu v'soif. She swears not only in the end, but she swears in the beginning when she collects mezainos. So Rab Shimon, who holds you only swear for the ksuba, he holds like Chanan. Rabbanan kibnei kaihanim gedolim. And the Chachamim, meaning the first opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, they hold like the kaihanim gedolim, that she has to swear not only on the ksuba, but on the support as well. So now, here's $1 million question. The $1 million question is, why are we talking about Yarshim here? If the issue between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon is not the ksuba, the issue is about the support. So the support is even to collect from the husband. So why are we only talking about Yarshim? Ask of La Reb Sheshes, Ha Yarshim Mashbiyan Oisa. When it says the Yarshim make her swear on the ksuba, but they don't make her swear if she doesn't demand the ksuba. It's not the Yarshim don't make her swear if she doesn't demand the ksuba. Bezdin mashvi'en oisim mibay. It should say Bezdin makes her swear on the shvua. However, if she doesn't demand the ksuba, Bezdin does not make her swear on the mezainos. Why are we talking about Yarshin? We're not only talking about her collecting the ksuba, we're also talking about her collecting mezainos. The fact that we're talking about Yarshim indicates that we're only discussing a ksuba over here. Or we're discussing only a case where the husband died. El Amar Rav Sheshes said, aha. When Rav Shimon said that when a woman demands her ksuba, she swears. If she doesn't demand her ksuba, she doesn't swear. It's going on a totally different case. It's going on what the Mishnah said in the beginning. Where the husband exempted the woman from swearing. Let's see. We're talking about a case where look on Pevav Amud Beis. The case of Kasavla Neder Ushvua Inli Alecha In Yachal Hashbia. So the Mishnah says like this: Halchami Kever Bala LeBeisvi. It's talking about where the husband exempted her from swearing. So the Mishnah says if the husband exempted her from swearing, she does not have to swear to collect the ksuba. And not only that, if the husband exempted her from swearing, she will not have to swear the apotropis shvua if she was an overseer of his estate. But the exemption of the husband only works for the possessions that were his, but not after he dies, where the possessions go to the Yarshim. Halcha mikever bala lebeis aviyah. If she went from the grave of her husband to the house of her father, Aisha chazul beis chamia, or she went to her father-in-law's house, loy nasas apotropia, if she did not become an overseer, in a yarsh mezvi noisa, then the heirs cannot make her swear, because the husband already exempted her from her looking over his estate while he was alive, and after he died, the yarshim did not make her an apotropis. The nasas apotropia, but if she became an apotropis, Yarshin Mashbiyan Oisal Asilavai, the Yarshim could make her swear for the future, but in Mashbiyan Oisal Mashavai, they cannot make her swear for the past. That was the opinion of the Tana of the Mishnah on Pevav Amud Beis. V'asr, Reb Shimon Lameimer, Reb Shimon came to say, no, wait a second. Kozman Shetayvask Zubasa Yarshin Mashbiyan Oisal. This din, that they can't make her swear in the past, but they can make her swear in the future. It's not true. If she claims her ksuba, Yarshin Mashbiyan Oisa, the Yarshin could make her swear. Why could the Yarshin make her swear? If the lady wants to be able to get paid from the Yarshim, she has to swear. Why? Because we had on Pei Chesem and Aleph. Anyone who collects from Yarshim has to make a Shvua. So Rav Shimon is coming to say, whenever she collects her Ksuba, the Yarshim make her swear. Eina Tavas Ksuba, so if she's not Taver Ksuba, Eina Yarshim Ashvinas. The Yarshim cannot make her swear. Even,
but the Lashon of Tavas means that Eina Tavas Ksuba means that she's claiming something else then, no?
One second. So let's just think for a second. The Pashup Shah in the Mishnah is that if the husband exempted her from a Shvua, so then she does not have to take a Shvuas Apotropos. And if the children did not appoint her an Apotropos, they also cannot make her swear Shvuas Apotropos. However, if they did make her Apotropos, they could make her swear a Shvuas Apotropos. To which Reb Shimon is saying two things. He's arguing two things. If she's Toivea the Ksuba, the Yarshim could make her swear, because of the din, whenever you collect from Yarshim, you have to swear, even though technically he exempted her, the husband exempted her from Shvua. If she's not Taveh Aleksuva, they cannot make her swear. And they can't make her swear even if they hired her. Now, why would that be? If they hired her, why would they not be able to make her swear? The Kamifle Gibe Plukta Davashov Rabbanon, now they argue, Reb Shimon, who says that they can't make her swear, would argue with the Tanakama, a machloikas abashon the Rabbanan, the Tnan. Apotropos shemino avi Yisoymim, apotropos that the father of Yisoymim appointed her, Yeshava has to swear, minohu bezdin, but if the bezdin appointed her, lo Yeshava, she doesn't have to swear. Why? There's a special din that if you're appointed by the Bezdin, nobody's going to accept the job of being appointed by a Bezdin if you have to swear. So the Tanakama holds that if you're appointed by the family, you have to swear. If you're appointed by Avi Yisoymim, you have to swear. If you're appointed by the Bezdin, you're always exempt. It's a special din that otherwise nobody would want to take on the responsibility of overseeing the Nechasim of Yisoymim. Minahu Bezdin, but if Bezdin appointed the person to be an overseer, lo yishava, he doesn't swear. Abashol oimer. Abashol says chilaf hadvarim, just the opposite. And we know Bezdin, it's a chashav job, yishava. Then if you're overseeing the state of Yisoymim, you have to swear. Minahu avi Yisoymim, but if the avi Yisoymim appointed the overseer, lo yishava, you don't have to swear. So this is an interesting shita of Abashol, that someone who's appointed by the Avi Yisoymim does not have to swear bechlal. You don't have to swear when you're taking care of the estate of Yisoymim. So therefore, Reb Shimon Kabashol. Reb Shimon holds like Abashol. What does it mean, Reb Shimon holds like Abashol? Reb Shimon holds that if she's Toivea the Ksuba, then the Yarshim can make her swear, even though she was exempt from swearing. But that's a special din. When you collect from Yisoymim, you have to swear. But if she's not demanding the Ksuba, if she's not demanding the Ksuba, then we do not make her swear as an apotropos. That's in accordance with Abashal. Rabbanan, Rabbanan. And the Tanakama, they go like the Chachamim, that Minahu Avi Yisoymim Yishava, and therefore if this one was appointed as an overseer, she would have to pay. Okay, now here's the difficulty here. The difficulty is, what's the lashon that Reb Shimon used? Let's go to Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Reb Shimon Omer calls man she tevas ksubasa yoshim ashvi noisa. If eino tevas ksubasa, eino yoshim ashvi noisa. is it sound like Reb Shimon is being machmir or Reb Shimon is being mekal? The lashon of kol zman she tevas ksubas hayosh mashvino, he says mashma that he's being machmir. Says the Gemara maskev la abaye hay kol zman she tevas ksubas. When we say any time she's tever her ksuba, she has to swear. Im tevas mi boile, it should say if she demands the ksuba. Rashi says, if Reb Shimon is being mekel, and he's basically saying that she does not have to swear shvuas apotropis after the husband's death, because if you're appointed an overseer on Yisoimim, you do not have to swear. So it's a kula, not kol zman shetoivas, he's being mekel. Kol zman is mashma, that the Tanakama held your putter, and he's coming and saying, no, if kozman shetoivas ksubasa, you have to swear. So, but how is he being machmer? I'm not sure I fully understand the question. I thought he's being machmer, because according to the Tanakama, if you're exempt from a shvua, the Tanakama would hold you do not have to swear to collect the ksuba, and Reb Shimon would say you do have to swear even when you're exempt. And by the way, this question could be asked on the first way the Gemara learned the Mishnah, that Reb Shimon was talking about that you have to swear for a ksuba, but you don't have to swear for mezainos. So you could ask this question. That means he's being mekel, and his lashon of kozman is mashma that he's being machmer. So, but you see, earlier we had a different question. But on this approach, this is the only question we have. Okay. So therefore, Ela Amar Abaye, Abaye said like this. You ready? Aha. It's going on this case. Kasavla. This is going back on another case in the Mishnah. The bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis. The bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis is if he wrote, I don't obligate you to take a neder or a shvua, so he can't make her swear, but he can make her yarshim swear. So it's like this. Aha, kasavla, if he wrote to her neder shvua in li alecha, I can't make you take a neder or shvua, en a yachal hashbia. He cannot make her swear. Neder ushvua ainli. But if he says, I don't have a neder or shvua, I don't have loy li yarshai, not to my yarshim, v'loy labam bershusi, and not for those who come because of me, those who take over my assets, alayich, not on you, v'yal yorshach or yorshim alabam b'rshusach, those who come to your shus. So then he's saying, not only can I not make you swear, I can't make your yorshim swear, or those who come because of you, and neither me nor my yorshim can make them swear. Ene yachal hashbiyah. He can't make her swear, lo hu, not him, v'lo yarshav, not his yorshim, v'lo yaban b'rshusay, and not someone who comes because of him. Can't make her swear, her yarshim, or those who come because of her. Once, if you agree that you're not you and your yarshim, or anyone come because of you, cannot make her and those who come because of her, then there's no shvua. But also Reb Shimon lemeimar, and now Reb Shimon is coming to say, kozman shetoivas ksubasa, if she's claiming her ksuba, yarshim mashvi'in oisa, the yarshim make her swear. V'kamiflagi b'plukta d'abashol ben ima Miriam v'rabana. And they're arguing in the machlokes of Abashol ben ima Miriam and the Rabbanan. What does that mean? Basically, Reb Shimon is saying whenever she's tevah the ksuba, the yarshim can make her swear. The shaila now is, maybe there's a din that whenever a woman collects a ksuba from a yarshim, she has to swear. because we learned earlier, Abba Shel ben Imam Miriam holds that there's a din d'rabbanan, that whenever you collect from Yisam, you have to swear, and Ma'asa, there's no way around it. So Reb Shimon is being machmer like Abba Shel ben Imam Miriam. Reb Shimon k'Abba Shel, Reb Shimon holds like Abba Shel, that we're machmer, that whenever you collect the ksuba, you have to swear. Rabbanan k'Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan who say that you're exempt from swearing, even on a ksuba, they hold like the Shita, not like Abba Shel, that you, there are times that you don't have to swear when you collect from ksuba, from Yisayman. So the first statement of Reb Shimon, that Kozman Shetevas Ksuba, you have to swear, that's coming to teach that he holds like Abba Shel ben Abba Miriam, Abba Shel ben Imam Miriam, that in a situation where he explicitly exempted the woman from a shvua, nevertheless, when she's collecting her ksuba, she has to swear. So it says Gemara, Maskefla Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked, "Hatenach kozman shetoivas ksubasa." This is fine and good in terms of the first half of Rav Shimon's statement. The first half of Rav Shimon's statement, when he says kozman shetoivas ksubasa, she has to swear. But what's the second part of Reb Shimon's statement? Eino toivah ksuba. So if she's not toivah the ksuba, she doesn't have to swear? No kidding. Why would there be any shvua if she doesn't claim the ksuba? Like, why is that statement needed b'chlal? What's he doing with that statement? Meaning Bishlam in earlier Pshatim, if he's not toivah the ksuba, but she is Toivei Amazonos. But now that we're saying that it's specifically going on a case where she is exempted from a shvua, and Reb Shimon is saying, but if she's Toivei the Ksuba, she still has to swear. What was he getting at by saying, and if she's not Toivei the Ksuba, she doesn't have to swear? Well, she's exempted from swearing, and she's not Toivei anything, of course. So Reb Papa says like this, Al-Am Reb Papa, La-Fuke Mid-Reb Lezer U-Mach Luksai. Reb Shimon is coming to exclude Reb Elazar and the one who argues on him. What does this mean, Reb Elazar and the one who argues on him? On Pevav Amud Beis, the Mishnah talks about the following case, that if the husband made his wife a chenveni, and it's, you know, he never told her that she doesn't have to swear, so he's allowed to make her swear. And Reb Elazar even says, even if he didn't make her a chenveni, he stam could make her swear on her, you know, pilcha, v'isasa, on anything, anytime he has a question. Anytime he gets an alert that his wife bought something, a pack of gum with the credit card, he could make her swear, "Hey, lady, why'd you get bazooka? You know, there's a cheaper brand. You could have saved 17 cents. Why'd you buy Haimisha tuna? What are you worried about? That there are dolphins in there? It's probably batel b'shishem. You should have bought bumblebee, and we would have saved, we could have gone on a vacation." So according to Reb Elazar, the husband could call her out on everything. On that Mishnah, the Tanakhama says he could call her out when she's a chenveni. Reb Elazar says on anything. To that, Reb Shimon is saying, no, he cannot even call her out when she's a chenveni. There's no shvuas chenveni. Why? Because in the end, she'll have to swear when she collects her ksuba anyway. So, the same way there was a, the same way she may not have to swear if she demanded mezoinos, because we say maybe in the end she would have to swear on the ksuba. If you look back on Pevav Amud Beis, where the Mishnah said, let's see, the Mishnah said, "Hamoishiv esishtei chenvinus oshemina apatropia reza meshvir kozman shiyirtsa v'leza emra filo pilch v'isasa." Comes Reb Shimon. He's going on that Mishnah on Pevav Amud Beis. Comes Reb Shimon. A husband can never make the wife swear shvuas apotropis v'chenveni. That's what Reb Shimon is going on. I, he doesn't say his words on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis. He doesn't say his words on Pei Ches Amud Aleph. Where does he say his words? Sorry, he says his words all the way on the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. But he's going back on that Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis.
We had Nivam a similar situation.
And Rabasi remembers from 100 blad ago that we have the same kind of thing in Yevamis. I don't remember. But okay, now. You ready? The plan is that, okay, tell him to come in. I'm coming in 2 minutes. The plan is that next week I have to move everything up because I'm leaving Wednesday night. So the Wednesday night show will be Tuesday. And we'll probably do Sunday and Monday. And the next week, I come back Monday night. The thing is, it's Mamish after Lag BaOmer. I have a lot of weddings. So we have to do Thursday night this week, okay? Pei Tes Amud Aleph, we're going to try to do Thursday night. And this way, we'll be an Amud ahead after this week. Next week, we'll do Sunday and Monday. And the following week we'll have to do. We'll have to figure out how to do one Amud. Okay, so Thursday night this week, please. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabba, Yashikayach. Have a great night. Amen. Thank you very much. Shikayach for your help. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.